So at least we can start with the paper I just gave it to you. So basically you'll find the table with three columns. So there's a people, things, God. Just to start writing the names of people from for whom you are grateful under the people. And then you can keep going and add more than one. I should have given you just one, and then already put my name written on there. And then place one again. And then also the write down different things for which you are grateful under the things. So people will be like, you can put mom, dad, abuna, whatever you can, whoever you can think of. Under the things will be like food, clothes, house, whatever thing. Under God, also you can write things, things about God or from God which you are grateful. So,
for
It's more like spiritual gifts, for example, or forgiveness is one. I'm going to give you three just as an example. Bible is another thing. Things, write down things about God or from God. Forgiveness is not really... materials. Under the things would be a food, house, clothes, things like that. That's materials. Under God is more like a spiritual... thing. It could be a material like Bible. God given us a Bible. And then under the people are basically people who you are grateful. So, and then maybe I'll just start because people seems to be not here on. We'll keep it, try to short, that way whoever's here. We'll just start. Sorry. Did she get the paper? I have more. If anybody needs. It's basically write the things you are, people who are you are thankful, things you are thankful for, this material. God is like a forgiveness. Something from God or things that you got. Just write it down. Yeah. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Okay. So we're going to talk about Thanksgiving. And just thought, I figured it won't be many. many servants either, so I wanted to keep it short. Not going to be too long, probably 15 minutes. That's probably, especially if we only have a few people. So I wanted to go over Thanksgiving because it's a Thanksgiving weekend. And one of the things I wanted to discuss is the different things about Thanksgiving. I wanted to get different people's opinion, ideas. Why do you think Thanksgiving should be important to Christians?
Living a life of thanksgiving in every day, and I guess this is an important time to remember that thanksgiving is to God and God alone.
Anybody else? It's not a one thing, or it is not right, it is not wrong answer. So we're just going through. It's just something we want to go through mind as we go through Thanksgiving, because we have to think of Thanksgiving as a time with family, that's Thanksgiving. So it's not just time with the family. So I just wanted to kind of think about deeper Thanksgiving. So another question is, what difference should there be in how a Christian family celebrates Thanksgiving? I just want you to have a thought on this. And then if you have any idea, share the ideas, because it's something that we don't often think about. Actually, this we asked in Sunday school as well, because I gave the lesson about Thanksgiving. And then some of the questions, I thought it was very good to something to go over, because we often don't think about Thanksgiving as a Christian Thanksgiving. Because in Canada, there are atheists, they still celebrate Thanksgiving. So if you're just having a meal with family, that's not a Christian Thanksgiving, right? So I just want you to have a thought about Thanksgiving. Anybody? Any idea, comments? Just want to give that.
So I think as Christians, we should be thanking God for his cross and for his resurrection, for his salvation, for his compassion, for his mercy. I think that's the core of Christianity. So we should be thanking God for these heavenly blessings, glorious blessings.
Thank you, Ramiz. And one of the things we don't often think about Thanksgiving when we are celebrating Thanksgiving, the Christian Thanksgiving. So what Ramiz said is very good. So we want to actually think about Thanksgiving. The question I also have is, this we just asked in the goes to next screen. Does God need Thanksgiving? We asked this question in the Sunday school. Anybody has idea? Actually, it's a very simple answer. It's either yes or no. Anybody wants to give a quick guess?
I think God likes us to thank him for whatever he's giving to us.
Okay, does he need it?
No, I don't think he need it. He just give it.
Yeah. So, it's something we asked in the Sunday school, though. It was actually split because some kids said, yeah, God needs Thanksgiving. And then some kids said, no, God doesn't need Thanksgiving. Answer would be, no, God doesn't need Thanksgiving. So why do we thank him?
So that we're not spoiled brats, we have to be grateful for what he does for us because we don't deserve it.
Yeah, so that's one of the reasons. So I made a list, and we thank God because, one of the things, when we thank God, we remember his blessings for us because his love to us, as we are assured of God's love to us, we develop loving relationship with God because it's all about relationship, right? Your parents give you something, or your parents just bought you something nice. If you just finished school, your parents said, I'm going to buy you a car, brand new one. And not, well, if they bought you something brand new, something nice, what you like, you'll be thankful. And also, you'll be developing a relationship. That's one of the things is that it's, you want to also develop a relationship. You don't want to just take. Like Fabi said, you don't want to be spoiled. But other thing, we thank God because when we thank God, we remember what he had done for us in the past, and this gives us hope that God is going to help us in the future, and we rely on him more. Because we discussed it in the Sunday school as well, we tend to forget things. Something happened, great things happened yesterday, and then today it's raining. So suddenly we are no longer thankful. So we have to be thankful because we forget, not because God forget, we forget. So that's another reason. So that's one of the things. There's a third thing. So our thanksgiving to God gives us more blessing from him. So just the things, because we have more a stronger relationship with him, so that brings us closer to God, and that's one of the things. So some of the things, tips on the thanksgiving, sorry, I'm just going, trying to get this slide moving. One of the things is our gratitude is born out of a change of life. What it means on here is that our life has changed because of God, or because of Christ. If he hadn't died for us, we'd been still dead. We are alive, but we are dead. Now, as a Christian, our life has been changed. So we give thanks because our life has changed. That's one of the things. The other thing is also we need to give thanks regardless of our circumstances, regardless of what situation we are in. So one of the things you can think of, like it's all of it is that when you're looking at some of the story in the Bible, the one I thought was the Joshua. Genesis 50:20, he said, but as for you, you meant to evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring it about as it is this day, to save many people's alive. So one of the things is that doesn't matter how bad things are in our life, as a Christian, we should be thankful. Because if you look at atheists, comes to you, things bad happening to you, and see, there's no God. But your answer is different because we have hope. That's one of the things about the Christian, that we have hope. Another thing about Thanksgiving is that the thankfulness compels us to speak up. So when we appreciate a lot, we tend to thank others, right? If something really good happens, amazing thing happens, that we tend to say thank you. That's one of the things. So What's the easiest way to express gratitude? Do we have the microphone? Or? Just a question. It's not on there, but what is the easiest way to express gratitude? To towards somebody.
Well, to show it. To show it.
Yeah.
Like, when you see someone's, like, I don't know, someone's poor, and you, like, you're helping them in a time of trouble. Like, anyone, pretty much.
Yeah. So, first thing is, say thank you, because that's the easiest things we can do. So, that's the first thing. The next step is the other way to express. You share your thankfulness to others, because you are so grateful in our lives, so you give something to others, for example, poor people. What if you don't have anything to give? Can you do something else? As a Christian? Yes, we can pray for them. So we always can do something. And it's first part is thank you. Discuss with your Father in heaven, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for everything that has been to us. Another thing is also you pray for others because you want to share these and then you want to do the things for others as well. And then treat someone that is very nice as well. So one of the other thing is this is when things are great. When you are having an easy time, everything is going well and so on. So why is expressing thankfulness sometimes difficult? Nobody has a difficulty in life. Trial makes it a little bit difficult in Thanksgiving because it's hard when you are not experiencing something great, right? That's normal. Now, one of the things is with Thanksgiving is we have to always be thankful. We can't just be thankful in situation that's thankful. Otherwise, we can do the same thing as the atheist can do the same thing, right? Or anybody can do the same thing. It's not no longer Christian Thanksgiving. It's you're talking about anybody's Thanksgiving. Because even the animals are thankful when their things are going well. So that's one of the things. So that in this Thanksgiving, a lot of people have turkey, pumpkin pie, so that's common things, and helping celebrate Thanksgiving once a year in Canada. But living a life of Thanksgiving is something that requires continuous effort. So how can we live a life of Thanksgiving every single day? It's kind of supposed to be interactive, so.
It's always nice to sing songs. If you praise and you sing a thankful song, it'll...
Yeah, so there's a different way of method. But ultimately, it requires discipline, right? And the effort. You have to actually put an effort, because we need effort, not the God needs effort. We need effort. And how can you maintain a great attitude when situation change. Can somebody share it? Or
you can be thankful because whenever you face something bad or anything, Yanni, being thankful makes you look at the other half of the cup kind of thing.
Okay. Anybody else? Let's say I'm having a hard time and keeping up thankfulness because situations are not great. At home, things are bad because Fabi's beating me every day. Just kidding, but just for example, how do you keep thankfulness, with a great attitude?
I think it's a very important to not dwell on whatever bad experience that we have, or trial, or tribulations, or whatever it is. And I think it's a very important to always remember the other blessings that the Lord has given us. So, yeah, I might have, like, you know, trouble doing something at work, but I'm a healthy guy. Some other people have incurable disease. Mm-hmm. And so on, I guess.
One of the things, when I was preparing the lesson for the Thanksgiving, great thing I found was that it says to maintain a grateful attitude, root your thankfulness in unchanging things. And then I was thinking, what is the unchanging things? How do you root your thankfulness in unchanging things? And then when you think about these things, for Christian, it's Christ. Because Christ is always the same. He doesn't change. So if we root our thankfulness in Christ, we can always be thankful, any situation we have. So whether your days are bad, things looking bad, but you have hope in Christ. So one of the things that you can do when things are bad, you can root your thankfulness in Christ. Always have Him with you. And His presence, because He's there. He's right beside you. That brings us different. That makes Christian different from the other people who are non-Christian. And other questions. How can you begin preparing now to live a life of gratitude every single day? Now, there's no right or wrong answer. So again, how can you begin preparing to live a life of gratitude every single day?
Keep a journal of your gratefulness towards God that every day you work on a little bit. 1 minute or two, something that you're grateful for each day.
Yeah. So that's one of the things. Everybody has a different, maybe, idea, different way of taking track of the notes, right? But one of the easiest things is taking journal.
Thank God before you sleep every single day for all the blessings He gave you during the day.
Yeah. Everything you do, so good or bad, everything that happens in your life, just keep 5 minutes to Him and tell Him, hey, thanks. Yeah, I had a bad time today, but you were with me and you helped me through it all. So yeah. It's just
Thank
a continuous thing.
Anybody else wants to add in? Now, I passed out the papers and asked to fill out. Some of you haven't received, but I'll come and give it. So, just a minute. Thank you. So everybody has a different list. Basically, everybody has a different people. Now, what I want you guys to do is write a number next to each one, starting with from the right side. Put number one, which is under the God, the first one on the list. Number two, under the things, the first thing. Number three, on the things, on the people. And then go back to the God side, put the number four for the second column, second row. You put the, so it just continues going on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You just keep going down. So once it's done, every single item should have a number, right? Now everybody's done? See, this is just the last part of it. So now, this I gave you this one. Basically, your challenge is to go through your list day by day, concentrate on number one on the first day, and item number two on the second day, item number three on the third day, and so on. So you cover each item, do the followings. First one, repeat this item in your mind throughout the day. So first day, of course, we want you to think about something with God. So whatever you wrote. If you wrote, for example, forgiveness is the first thing, you want to think about that all day for the today. So that's one thing. And then pray to God, thanking him for the item or person, or if it's something that God has given us, for example, going back to forgiveness, you pray. And then the third part is do something to express that gratitude about that, if it's item or person. First one is God, so of course it'll be a prayer. If you do want to do something for God, great. And if you go into the second thing or third thing, for example, if you come to the people, you want to think about people in that day. So when you're praying, you want to remember them as well. And then also you want to give some gratitude, express it. Because going back to what we just had a discussion with, if we don't do anything, if we don't think of thankfulness, we forget. We have to actually remember to thank for. Otherwise, we forget. We need it. God doesn't need thankfulness. We need it. We need to thank God. Because we don't want to be spoiled, and also we don't want to forget what he's done for us, and then we don't want to forget that whatever we do to others, also God will do the same way, same thing. So that's just for something for you to take it home in the. I want you to just think beyond that Thanksgiving as food and day with the family. I mean, it's great to have a day with family, but you want to be thankful to everything. And we want to also put God first in our daily life. So that's basically what it is. Any questions? sorry. I didn't make it complicated. I want to just keep to think, make you actually think about it, because Thanksgiving, we tend to disappear in the church, and then I mean it's great. We need to be in with family and friend or whatever with Thanksgiving, but we also want to be thankful. Why are we thankful? How do we be thankful as a Christian? It's something we want to think about. It doesn't mean like we are all doing the amazing things, but still we want to be remembering so that we can be, have a great relationship with God, and being thankful to Him, be thankful to everyone, everything that's provided to us.
So I have only one comment. Also, the sacrament of Holy Communion is called also the sacrament of thanksgiving. So we all know that. So we should be remembering this, that every single time we're taking communion, we have to be thanking God for His salvation, for His cross and resurrection, because He saved us. And even in the last confession in the liturgy, it says remission of sins, whoever partakes will be forgiven and would have also eternal life. So